Now stand by for action and adventure western style. That's from out of the west rides the most fearless cowboy who ever ride out of the west. His weight, 1,800 pounds. His height, 10 feet 6 inches. Of course, that's when he's on his horse. In fact, he ain't never been off it. Because he's glued to the saddle. Of course, you know the hombre we mean. Tombstone Bogardus. Score to Thurum.
Shut up, you mule!
Get going there.
Get going there, mule.
Tombstone Bogardus. I just come back from rounding up the dogies on the biggest ranch in the West. I like it, because it ain't dull like most ranches. There's always something to do in. There's lots of people and there's lots of activity. In fact, it's the only ranch I've ever seen where they got tall buildings and automobiles. Maybe you heard of this ranch. It's called Los Angeles. But the yarn I really wanted to spin begun when my horse Uranium and I was riding the old Panamint Valley Trail up the Blue Ridge Mountain, Uranium. Up the Blue Ridge Mountain country. I've heard there was danger waiting for me up north. Of course, you know what a fella like me does in a case like that. I ride south. Fast. Like any other cowboy, I was just a jogging along or singing my song.
Oh, I had a cow pony and his name was Danny. Had the Y bar imprinted right on his hip bone.
Well, sir,
and then suddenly. Bullet was meant for me. And then I realized I was in the heart of the Paiute Indian territory. Monday. Now I'd faced Indians before. Sioux, Blackfeet, Choctaws, and even Paiutes. But these Indians was more dangerous than all of them put together. They was the Schmohawks. But then I heard the sound that all cowboys dread, even more than red. Them pesky Schmohawks was after me. Little did they know that I had already killed Injuns by the dozen. In fact, each notch on my gun was an Injun I'd killed. And when there wasn't no more room left in my gun, I started putting notches on my chest. Kind of uncomfortable, but I make money renting myself out as a washboard. Well, them Injuns kept a coming, but before I was through that day, more than 500 Schmohawks bit the dust. They didn't die, they just kept biting the dust. I think they like the taste of the stuff. All this time, I was a-riding my horse, Uranium, at the amazing speed of 1.9 cactus plants an hour. Then I could feel the hot breath of them Injuns on my back, on my neck. Well, it was hot breath anyway, and it was on my neck. Wasn't exactly kissing sweet, either. But then I come to a ride-in theater. That's like a drive-in theater, only instead of driving in on your car, you ride in on your horse. So, old Paint and I pulled up to a smooth stop in front of the theater. Well, old Paint was still a little slippery.
Wet paint!
But then I looked up at the marquee to see what was playing. My friend Flicka meets the Wolfman. Also, Basil Flatbone in selected shorts. See a runaway streetcar named Desire go off its trolley. Well, I looked around. The only one with me was my horse. But I rode in anyways. And then the movie flashed on the screen. 20th Century Wolf. Presents Farrell Danek's production of Billy the Squid Rides Again. Starring Rod LaRock. The sweetheart of Silent Pictures, Rose Bush. And a Mexican Spitfire, Chiquita Mosquita. This was too much. The billboard must have been wrong. That picture was coming next week. Tonight, they were showing what every cowboy dreads even more than television. An old Western movie. I could take anything except this. I'd even rather face them Injuns, who even now was outside the theater, asking the cashier, which way did he go? Well, they didn't have to wait long for the answer. Rather than see that old Western movie, I rode out of the theater, and of course them Injuns took one look at me, and I guess you know the rest. The Schmohawks took me and scalped me. Well, sir, that's the way it happened. And it wasn't long after that that I left Pahrump and moved to Berkeley. What's that? You want to know what happened to my scalp? Oh, I usually carry it in an envelope. And to this day, I'm known as Baldy of Berkeley. Well, I got to be getting high home!